was Keegan Ferrara here on Rocket Shop 105.9. Oh my gosh, I started music up again. But that said, we have Zephyrus here in the studio. Hey guys, thanks for coming.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good evening.
Hello. So, Keegan Ferrara, that was the song we just heard, and he was in last week. Really cool guy. We just heard Josh Brooks. Talk about some great music. This guy, I mean, you guys were listening.
Wow.
Showdown at Sleepy Hollow, I'm still impressed with the layering that he did with this stuff. And I'm really excited because we have what I consider the best of both worlds tonight on the show. We have Josh, who's completely like an independent producer out of his own home, making the music happen. And then now we've got a three-piece of, what would we call it, classically trained instrumentalists that do this jazz fusion funkiness. Is that a good way of describing it, I guess we'll say?
It's pretty close. Yeah.
For Zephyrus? Nice. Yeah. And it's Zephyrus, although I want to call it Zephyrus or Zephyrus. Like, we are Zephyrus, we play this song. So, now that I've completely embarrassed myself, welcome aboard, guys. Thank you for the stickers and so on and so forth. And I'm looking at a shiny, new, slightly cracked, not so new album here. No, this is a new release. Zephyrus, you guys have, is this your first album? You guys got together last summer, and this is it. This is the culmination, right?
Right on.
Oh, that's fantastic. This is an 8-track album, and you guys can check them out at zephyrusband.com. In case you're wondering, for those of you that have terrible inadequacy with spelling, it's Zephyrus. That is Zephyrus. And it's Corey, Troy, and Scott. Thank you guys for coming in once again.
Thanks for having us. Yep.
I know, Scott, you and I know each other, so I know you play bass.
I do.
I'm trying to remember. If I remember right, Troy is the drummer, mm-hmm. and Corey is the guitar player. Works for you?
A+.
Yes, I'm getting better at this. So I really want to jump right into the music, so that way for folks that have not gone to your Facebook page, for those that did not take the time and say they were going to the Facebook event, which I'd like to point out I did, because I do all things Facebook, because I am apparently an overgrown teenager. So before we jump into the first song, though, and I'll let you guys take a pick as far as which one you want to do, let's see. Do you have day jobs? Song or question provided by Zephyrus. What do you guys do for the day jobs here?
Well, Corey and I both work at the same independent school known as Belcate.
And feel free to talk into the microphone too, so everyone else can find out about that. It's all good. No worries.
Belcate is a highly specialized school in Essex for.
Means, but here are these valiant, compassionate men, and then there's Scott, who fixes things.
And at the end of the day, they have to come to the band room and work with me.
And Scott, what, for everybody listening on the radio, on this radio show it happens to be, what do you do for a day job? Pay the bills kind of thing?
I work, I do IT consulting.
Excellent. So you know you're a networking kind of thing.
Yeah.
You would be an excellent hire at, you know, any given employer.
Sure.
Including the one that you're at. Just throwing that out there for those that are not listening. So, that said, I want to jump right into a song. You guys have a particular preference on which one of these 8 wonderful tracks from Zephyrus, zephyrusband.com, we can listen to?
Well, the first one's nice and short and segues right into track 2, so if you want to do them back to back, that'd be great.
All right, so just so you know, we're about to go on a 7.5-minute journey with Zephyrus. So, pack your bags, folks. Strap yourselves into whatever vehicular mobiles you have. We're listening to some Zephyrus Lunar Blue. Is it blue or blow? Blue.
Blue.
Lunar Blue, please. Lunar Blue. And port starboard. That's right, folks. Rocket Shop, 105.9. We have Zephyrus here in the studio. Guys, that was a I guess we'll call it a two-track gig there. That was Lunar Blue and Port Starboard, the first two tracks off your 8-track album. So, guys, this is really well thought out stuff. Where did you record this? Or maybe I should just actually read the liner notes.
Oh, we actually recorded at my place. I have a project studio.
Really?
For hire. And
for hire. Throw that in there.
Little place called On Risk Media.
Nice.
It is in my basement.
But that doesn't matter, though. You know.
But yeah, that's right.
People are listening to the product that comes out, and it does not matter if it's in a basement. This is fantastic.
So true.
Mm. I love the digital age and how we've gone from having to deal with record companies and Pro Tool authorized studios to anything you want, plugins and all, down in the basement, and out comes a wonderful record that I've heard so far. And you guys are definitely holding true to your band style by having marathon songs, as I can see on here. Space and Time, apparently, to be particular. So no half-hour songs. I can't give you credit for that. But I like what I'm hearing so far. And I want to reiterate to people that are listening, and I know this is an interview and I'm just doing all the talking, but you guys formed maybe, let's say, 14, 16 months ago, and how would you describe that moment when you guys all realized, crap, we can all play music together?
Well, I think we kind of knew that we could play music together, but we didn't really know just how deep the rabbit hole was going to go until
we
started writing around March. Yeah, March of this year when we started writing.
So now, if you started writing in March, and this is the culmination of what I'm hearing right now, I'm curious. Well, what were you doing in between then?
Well, just from 2011, when we first got together, it was supposed to be, first of all acoustic band.
I see that didn't work out.
That did
expected.
Not work out,
right.
Which is A-okay, because since then there's been a couple other local bands that have cropped up, which was exactly the vision I wanted for us three, but they're doing it probably, well, maybe not necessarily better, but the vision is the same.
Sure.
So,
so are we back to the drawing board for something original again? Or?
Well, we started writing really like last December, just about a year ago. Scott came in with, I think, the first original song, which ended up on the album.
Right.
And then Troy sort of laid the foundation for the second piece. And then, you know, you get through the holidays, and we took a specific month of March of this year to finish writing enough material for an album. And we came up with everything that's on the album, plus I think two sort of outtakes which didn't make it. So there was the album's 45, 46 minutes long. There was more than enough there to do that. And then we said, well, now we have to go out and play it live and see what the feedback is.
Right.
And
that's what it's all about, is sharing that music.
Yep. And we started recording in August.
It was helpful that Corey and I were in a band prior to that for a couple of years.
There you go.
And
it is a radio show.
So we had the vibe going already from that experience, Band X from a few years back.
So you guys started recording this in August, and now it's just getting released. How long ago was the last track laid down before the mixing process started?
Great question. We saved the best for last, which ironically was the first, meaning the song Scott brought to us about a year ago was because of the nature of the song being relying heavily on improvisation. Mm-hmm. We knew we wanted to catch the best moments of it, not only in terms of rehearsal, but have everything else out of the way. So we recorded Shot Heard Round the World, I believe it was on Halloween. October 31st. That was a Wednesday, because we normally get together on Wednesday nights.
Are you talking this October 31st?
This past October.
Wow, this is very recent.
It's as fresh as it gets, because really from August through to the end of October,
it's still steaming.
It is. Hopefully in a good way.
Yes, in a very good way. Not like a fresh pile that we all don't want to step in. No, this is very nice. The thing is you just did a great intro to Shot Heard Around the World. I kind of want to hear it now. Another epic song. Another 7.5 minutes, guys. So if you need to get up and you go to the bathroom, too bad. Because this is a radio show and we don't wait for nobody. So before we get into Shot Heard Around the World, I do want to ask a couple more questions, though. Because, I don't know, I'm really enjoying this. So we talked about how you guys get together as a three-piece, how you have day jobs and, you know, your backgrounds and things of that nature. The valiant two of you that work with special needs people, and then Scott, who fixes broken things.
Good contrast.
The MacGyver of the band.
Exactly. MacGyver. He works behind the scenes to make sure everything's ticking. Well, he is a bass player after all, which means he's always on time. And I believe the joke you made the other day was, especially on the one. So, this is a good question. I don't want to miss this. When is the next time these folks can catch this live stuff?
Well, we have a show on February 5th, which seems a little far away, but actually it'll be here before you know it.
Right. It's going to give you time to kind of get through the holidays, reset in January, get yourself all ready for it. Yep. And is it February 5th, you said? Is that a...
February 5th.
Saturday, is it?
I think it's a Tuesday. And we're helping out our friends Floating Bridge, who helped us out at our CD release 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
They're having their CD release, quick plug, produced by Scott McGrath.
Nice. Scott's a producer.
He is. So their album was recorded earlier this year. They're finally getting their CD release date at Nectar's February 5th, and we are opening for them.
That sounds exciting. And I know that's right around the Penguin Plunge, too, so there's going to be some extra people in town.
Definitely.
For that. Maybe you can bring in the crowd that week, you know?
Not a bad idea.
And now that, up a little bit.
And now that you've given me forewarning, I'm going to feel really bad if at the beginning I complain about not seeing a show, and if I miss this one, well, I'll jump into an icy cold lake for maybe a special Special Olympics. That's what Penguin Plunge is all about. So let's listen to Shot Heard Round the World. Do you guys, anybody else have any little anecdotes about the song that you want to throw out there before we listen?
Well, this is one of the instrumentals. We have a few of those. And just the beautiful sound featuring the bass guitar.
Nice. And this was one of the improv songs.
It's the last one to be recorded for the album.
Excellent. Yep. So Shot Heard Round the World, our friends Corey, Troy, and Scott, who make up the band Zephyrus, as I like to say. Here on Rocket Shop 105.9.
Thank you. in a nice smooth jazz voice. You're listening to Rock Shop here on theradiator.org. Thank you for all for listening. Now with that said, guys, holy gosh, and whatnots. That's Shot Heard Round the World, S-C-H-O-T-T, by our band Zephyrus here in the studio. Guys, thanks again for coming in. This has been awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. You guys sounded so enthusiastic about it. Thanks, man.
Thank you, man.
Really happy to be here. So
this place is really cool, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, it oozes vibe.
It's all vibe.
As well as heat. And I apologize. It is overly warm in here as we have turned off the AC in lieu of winter, and these electronic devices take over and really generate the heat. Oh, my gosh.
Love it.
So those of you that are watching on radiator.org and that camera right there that I'm pointing to, those of you in Radio Land have no clue. We're sweating. Now that you know that, guys, Zephyrus, you have a show coming up February 5th, and so we're going to get through the holiday. People can maybe get a stocking stuffer. There's this 8-track album I heard by a band called Zephyrus. I'm sure it makes a great stocking stuffer. And it looks like you can go to zephyrusband.com. Yeah, funny. Yeah, exactly. Very. I have weird-looking feet. I didn't want to admit that, but thanks, Scott.
sorry to call you out.
For my stockings, what can I say? And so it's zephyrusband.com. You also have a Facebook. I think it's facebook.com/zephyrusband. So at least you're consistent. That's extremely helpful. And that's where people can find out more about Zephyrus. Now, who does the writing of the songs within the band? I'm curious as far as what the creative process is. Because during that song, we were just talking about, you guys got together last Friday, pretty much hitting the reset, not the reset button, but you know, you save the you beat Bowser, but our princess is at another castle, so here comes the next level. So how would you describe what the next level is for you, not to put you on the spot?
Well, we actually we all share the writing of the music. It's one of the really neat things, and you know, being a trio, I think it's kind of, I don't know if it's unusual, but it definitely works to a balance for the three musicians. And we can all share that creativity. And when we wrote the songs for this album, I mean, it kind of felt like everyone was written in a different way.
Totally.
Like,
I would say one thing that Scott kept, as we were going through the recording process, kept reminding us of is how organic the material was. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like any one of us came in with any sort of finished song at all. I think, just off the top of my head, out of all of the 8 songs, in one way or another, we had equal parts, which is really cool. I mean, because
absolutely,
we're in command of our own instruments. I'm not a singer, but both the guys sing and write lyrics. And
do they at least give you a microphone at live shows so you can talk to people?
I do talk to people.
Okay.
It depends.
Yeah, yeah. We usually mic him up.
Yeah, nice. Mic me up.
Don't necessarily turn the mic on.
We even sometimes put them in, like, so where people can see them, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Could they even put, like, maybe one of the lights
instead
on
of Troy and I.
You send an email to Nectars ahead of time and be like, we have a lighting plot here, and there's just a big black void where you're going to stand.
As a singing drummer, it's a little easier to take the credit in the writing process instead of just being a drummer, which... I'd be fine with, but I just kind of started this about 5 years ago, taking on the vocals. Seriously.
Oh, taking on vocals. And how long have you been playing
not
drums?
Not leads, but leads is even newer, just starting with backups around
right.
that time.
I can tell you, going to live shows, and whenever the drummer breaks in as the live vocal, I find myself, I'm looking at the stage, I'm like, who's doing that? What? Oh, well, it's the drummer. He can do more than drum. That's awesome.
It boosts the compliments, which is kind of rewarding. You know.
Oh, just absolutely. Well,
it's unique. I mean, in the history of rock, anyway, what do you got? You've got Don Henley and you've got Phil Collins.
Sure.
A couple others that I can't think of.
Right. Well, I guess the way I look at it is that the traditional, I guess I kind of look at it as the traditional formula of a band is that the guitar player / lead singer, if there was a case, would be the front man, the person that gets all of the attention. And then you have your rhythm section, the drummer and the bass player that are holding down the beats. Really aren't getting the attention because, you know, it's an underrated instrument, I guess we'll say. However, Zephyrus, we have, okay, so if I understand, we have now the bass player and the drummer are singing, the lead guitar player is doing not, well, I say lead guitar player, the only guitar player is not singing. So it's kind of like you guys have evened out the focus, so people are paying attention to the entire band. Right. I think that's kind of a cool.
And then on top of that,
cool
the fact that it's a 3-piece means that the stage stays fairly sparse and easy for people to. You know, it stays like the view is accessible to people.
Okay, so do either of you have excessive pedal boards and stuff like that? Where
I do, yeah.
And you're the bass player.
It's a nice element.
Well, that, he's also our synthesizer player with his feet.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll admit, as a bass player myself, I'm more of a purist. I occasionally have an overdrive, and I would like Tube Amp to be doing that for me. But that's just myself. And believe me, it's kind of like I had what I call an 80s moment, where you ever notice that in the 80s, once the synthesizers and the keyboards really, it's like, oh my gosh, it's a new thing, so they just saturated everybody with it. It's kind of like auto-tune these days.
Yeah.
Everybody's using it, and it totally lost its flair, I guess we'll say. And so I'm sure, well, obviously, from the music, we can hear everything you do is tastefully done, from the harmonics right down to the backbeat of the drums and vocals. So it's absolutely fantastic. So I want to thank you guys once again for coming in. This is Zephyrus, everybody, here at Rocket Shop, and Scott, Corey, and Troy. And thank you guys once again.
Thank you, Matt.
And let's. How do you want to end tonight? What's the last track you want to play to send people out on?
Breaking Ridge.
This one will feature actually Scott on leads and myself on backups.
Excellent. So this is gonna be really fun. I'm looking forward to it. So Breaking Ridge. Thank you guys once again for coming in the studio. Thank you all for listening. And we're gonna come back after this song to pay dues to our people that fund this, as well as tell you about next week's show. Next week, we're doing another Rocket Shop Live at Main Street Landing. But we'll get into that in a little bit. Here it is, Breaking Ridge by Zephyrus, here on Rocket Shop 105.9.